Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
This is Matt Miller with Francis Paul, thanking you for tuning in today to join us for the Life Study of Mark radio program number 53. Francis, can you give our listeners a fairly thorough introduction, maybe a little longer than normal, to today's program to set the stage for Witness Lee today?
Well, this is a big order, Matt, but I believe we could do that because this is very impressive. I think one of the main things we're going to see today is that all the things that we try to do really are a hindrance to our becoming really effective in God's economy.
Amen.
So I think the main person here, obviously, is Peter. And it's really interesting how Peter is the main one in the Gospel of Mark that really leads us through a lot of ways that are tried to try to produce something that's acceptable to God. And we find out that it's really a distraction. But I think we'll see a lot in this whole program this morning, how the Lord really wants to gain us to live by Him as a tree of life and to realize that we are chosen of God to be an addition and a continuation of this very life that He lived on the earth.
Amen, Francis. I'd like to read a couple verses before we get started today because Witness Lee's going to talk about how we are crucified with Christ. And although this is the life study of Mark, you need the rest of the New Testament to explain it. So I'm going to read Ephesians 1:4, which says, "Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world." Okay? And then Romans 6:6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with Him." So He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, and we were crucified with Him. So this is a lot happened to us in eternity past. Christ did not just go to the cross alone.
That's right.
So let's go to Witness Lee for today's life study.
The entire New Testament is a book about a person. And the person's biography is in the Gospels. Then the rest of the New Testament is just the definition, explanation, and the clear presentation of this man's life. Now, while the Lord was going to Jerusalem, He included all His followers. The Lord Jesus brought all of them through all these steps of the procedure of His death and resurrection. And you have to say, praise the Lord, not only the disciples were included, but me.
Amen.
We all been included there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He brought us there. You may say, I have not been born yet. How could I be brought? Well, from His eternal view, before we were born, we were crucified. How about this? We cannot figure out. But this was the fact. The biography in Mark is not only the biography of the individual Jesus. It is the biography of you and me. In God's view, there's no space, no time. In God's view, the only element is eternal. From His eternal view, you and I, we are all included in Christ. 1 Corinthians tells us that it was of God that we were in Christ.
Amen.
Could you tell me when God put us into Christ? You read Ephesians 1:4. eternity past. God chose us in Christ.
Yeah.
In God's selection, in God's choice, God counted us in Christ. You may say, Maya, what a vision. What a vision. It was not just Christ, he himself individually was crucified on the cross. It was the very Christ who is the all-inclusive person, including all God's choices, crucified on the cross, and buried, and resurrected, and ascended to the heavens.
Francis, we need to stop right here because I want to make this clear. It was not just Christ individually that was crucified on the cross, but that we were also included. Could you explain this a little more for our listeners so we're clear about this before we go on to the next point in today's program?
Without this understanding, I think we really would be in the dark and really be doing our best to be good religious Christians. But God's intention was that we would be one with him for eternity. And he chose us, as Brother Lee pointed out here, he chose us before the foundation of the world. In eternity past, we were chosen in Christ. So everything that Christ did that's recorded in the Gospels is his individual living. But this also is applied to us as members of Christ. We were chosen in Christ. So when Christ went to the cross, we went to the cross. When he rose from the dead, we rose from the dead. And when he ascended into the heavens, we ascended into the heavens. So we are one with Christ. And this is illustrated with Peter in the Gospel of Mark. He is singled out, so to speak, among the disciples as being a picture of all of us. When the Lord rose from the dead, the angels told the women that discovered his resurrection to go and tell his disciples and Peter. This was prominent in this gospel, that Peter was there at the beginning, Peter was there at the end of the gospel, and Peter is a representative of all of us who are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world are illustrated here by Peter. And so we need to see that this is not a matter of our good works or anything of that nature. It's a matter of being chosen in Christ to be a part of Christ, to be one person with Christ. He is the center. He is the circumference. And Peter is a representative in the Gospels here, but also he brings us in the same light that he is in. So what we're seeing here in this gospel is that Christ has included all the members of his body. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. And if you don't believe, you're not going to be saved. So I feel like we just have to realize today that this gospel is really a picture of one who represents all of us, and we're carried through the whole New Testament in that same light as we're brought into when we see who Peter was at the beginning. We don't want to miss any of the opportunities to experience Christ.
Amen. And, you know, Francis, there's a couple more verses in the epistles of Paul that I think help illustrate this point. And you mentioned that when Christ resurrected, we were resurrected. And I think Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 even says this. Let me read that verse, because I want our listeners to see all the verses in the New Testament that back up what we're saying here. Ephesians 2, 6 says, "And raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ." So when Christ raised, he raised us up together with him. So we're all included there with Christ.
Amen.
In his resurrection. And then we're also all included in his ascension, because it says we're seated with him in the heavenlies. So this is a wonderful vision of the New Testament, that we could be included in Christ's death, which is another verse that I want to read, which is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. So Christ was not just crucified alone, but we were all crucified with him.
Right.
We were raised with him. We were ascended with him. He was not there alone.
That's right. Even in his death, we were included. You know, Brother Lee does bring out in this message the fact that we were included in his death is could be illustrated by in olden times, ancient times, many times when a king died, his belongings, even his wife, the queen, may be buried with him. So this is an illustration of how we are included in all that Christ has accomplished. And this is brought out in the Gospel of Mark by Peter. But we don't have the realization until we have the explanation of that life that was included in Christ in the epistles. So we really need the whole New Testament to be able to see what we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's really right. And so let's go on now past his crucifixion and resurrection ascension and see that after he died, resurrected and ascended, there is a continuation on the earth. And the very end of Mark, in Mark 16, verse 20, the verse says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them."
Yeah.
So the Lord was working with them. In other words, the Lord continued. There was a continuation of the Lord's life.
Yes.
Even after he died and resurrected and ascended, he's working with them. So
yes.
Let's go back to Witness Lee as we continue today's program.
We all have to realize the life he lived was our life. The life he lived was your life. Now we are not only his expansion, we are not only his increase, we are also his continuation. We continue to live the same life. And this is why in this biography, after his ascension, you have the disciples continuing him to live the same life. What life? The preaching, teaching, demon casting out, healing, and cleansing life. So, at the end of this book, you have all these disciples going out to live the same kind of life.
Amen.
What life? The life that lives according to God's New Testament economy. But sorry to say, what kind of life we are living here? Are you not living a life trying to be scriptural? Are you not living a life trying to be spiritual? Are you not living a life trying to be holy? Are you not living a life trying to be victorious? See, we all got distracted. We all got spoiled, damaged, frustrated, even killed by the good of the tree of knowledge. Not by the evil of the tree of knowledge, but by the good. God, in his eternity, put us into Christ, not for the purpose that we live a life of all these good things. No, but for the purpose that we live a life uniquely, singly, wholly, and entirely of what? A life of Christ, to carry out God's New Testament economy.
Okay, Francis, I want to read this verse that Witness Lee referred to in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, related to the tree of knowledge. It says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, of it you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Okay, now Witness Lee just referred to this tree of knowledge of good and evil as being a distraction or a spoiling to our living of Christ and continuing Christ's life today. I'd like to ask you to explain this connection to the tree of life and God's economy a little bit more.
Well, to really see this, we have to see God's economy. God's economy is to put himself into man, to be expressed through man. He created man in this way, and he put man in the garden to eat the tree of life. But he didn't eat the tree of life. He ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I know that many, many people realize that they shouldn't do evil, but they are really taken up with a lot of zeal and determination to do good, to keep the culture, to keep religious practices, to keep a high standard of living and all these kind of things. Their intention is to be right with God. But actually, the tree of the knowledge of good is more distracting and just as devastating as the tree of the knowledge of evil. People try to avoid the evil but do the good. But our doing the good is a distraction from God's economy. It's our effort to try to keep a law that cannot be kept by our fallen nature. We need another birth, and we need another transfusion of this life into us. And this is what God has provided for us. He has put His very life into us so that we can be those who live by Christ. Not by our good, but by His very living, He accomplishes His purpose. So we have to see that our living for Christ on this earth today is not just for Christ. This is a living of Christ. Christ has been put into us, and we have been put into Him. We have been chosen in Him from before the foundation of the world. And this is the reason He can live His life in us again. So this is the reason that the apostles went out preaching everywhere that Christ was living today. Christ is living in us and through us, not by our being good and not by our being ethical and not by any kind of supernatural power, but just by the living of Christ Himself, who is now infused into us and dispensed into us day by day.
Quick question for you, Francis, before we go on. We're not against good. We are for the living of Christ. According to Philippians 1:21, Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
Yes.
This is God's economy, to live Christ and not to just live good things. But when you live Christ, surely you will express higher virtues. You will express good things. So what's the difference between living Christ in a good way and just living good things, as you said?
Because that's human effort. Human effort cannot accomplish God's goal. We have to be born again. And to be born again means we have God's life in us. And that life is operating in us to be our conduct, to be our living, not by our effort to try to do good things and keep religious, cultural things, but to have another life in us being infused into us, or I would say dispensed into us day by day, so that we're growing in Christ, or Christ is growing in us to live out this life. There is none good but God. So we have to have God as our life, Christ as our living, in order to meet God's goal and to carry out God's economy.
Well, Francis, I hope this matter of God's economy is getting clearer as we go on. In our concluding word here with Witness Lee, he's going to underscore this even more. So let's go to him now for the conclusion of today's life study.
2,000 years pass, still the Lord is not here yet. He cannot come. Nothing is ready. All the time of 20 centuries have been wasted by his lovers in good things. You think about it. You just pick up this view and pray about it. You could see, my, the biggest frustration that has hindered the Lord Jesus coming back actually is not the evil things, but the good things that has been occupying the Lord's lovers. When we don't love God, we don't seek after the Lord, we care for the world things, for the pleasures. But once we got caught by the Lord to love Him, to seek after Him, another category comes in. Another category of good things, of spiritual things, scriptural things, holy things occupy us. We are busy with morality. We are busy with the improvement of character. We are busy to be scriptural. We are busy to be spiritual. We are busy to be holy. We are busy to be victorious. We don't care for the living person Christ himself a bit. Now, this book shows us, presents us a clear portrait of a life that lives according to God's New Testament economy. And hallelujah. From eternity past, we all have been put into such a life. Now, we are the continuation of this life. What life we should live must be this life. Only this life is fully according to the New Testament economy of God. Amen. Any other life, bad or good, regardless, is off. It is off.
Well, Francis, our final word today here is that any other life, bad or good, is off.
Right.
That's a pretty clear, direct statement, and I'd like to give you the final words here to give a clear conclusion to what we've heard today.
The clue is to understand what the Lord has opened up in his word in the epistles that explain what Peter was used as an illustration in the Gospels. Peter was a man who was not missing any opportunity to live Christ. And this is what God wants on the earth today. People who have been regenerated in their spirit and whose life is Christ, whose living is Christ, so that he is expressed. Otherwise, there's no way for the Lord to return. He must have the Christ living in his body. All the members of his body must be living this one life, the life of Christ, which was put into them and has included them in all that was accomplished by Christ in his living, in his death, in his resurrection, in his ascension. This Christ is living now in his believers, and this is what will finish God's economy on the earth and bring the Lord back.
The Lord really only wants Christ, doesn't he, Francis?
That's right.
Everything else is not going to be the desire for him to return. When he finds a bride that matches him, he is going to come back. Well, Francis, our time's up. Thank you very much for being with us. This is Matt Miller. Thanks for joining us today on Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee.